And then we'll bring, I'm going to do this just in case you have to leave.
Okay.
And then we bring Tommy on. But director here. Do you remember the director's name?
Man, I thought you.
Dan Gilroy.
Yeah, that's it.
Dan Gilroy made a big splash. There he is right there. Dan Gilroy. God damn. Get that, man, that man. That man need to eat. Jesus.
You rang.
That man look like a Q-tip and a three-piece suit. I ain't trying to talk bad. I'm just concerned about his health. So I thought I was looking at The Walking Dead. Get that man a sandwich or something, man. Get that man a Coke and a smile. Can't eat all that.
Is Pepsi okay?
Yeah, but he made a... What'd you say? You rang? But he made a big splash with his first film that he directed, which is Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler featuring a very creepy Jake Gyllenhaal as a guy who's going out there doing anything for the story. He's one of those guys, you can call him a sort of an ambulance chaser, but instead of being a lawyer, he's a guy that wants to get all the gory details and footage of an accident or a shooting or some tragedy that happened. You know, the more blood, the better.
These late night news stories.
Yeah, these late night news stories, man. And I tell you, the reason why this movie really sells is because one of the biggest things that people say, just Jake Gyllenhaal, just creepy as fuck, man. They would be murdered. You know, in the movie, those eyes, those big ass eyes.
That never blink.
His demeanor, the way he's in front of people, man. And you know something? Dan Gilroy took note of that. He's like, all right, I see that people like very uncomfortable characters. Mm-hmm. And the movie did so well that he was able to attract bigger talent after that. Man got Denzel as an Afro with glasses. that Afro got, I think, more attention than Denzel. More people like, damn. So that's what happened when you comb them waves out. He pulled his caps out, showed his real teeth. You know, it's and you know what? We're talking about Roman J. Israel. Roman J.
Esquire.
Esquire. Don't forget the. He'll remind you too. Don't forget that Esquire up in there. It was a fascinating character.
Mr. Ramirez was told he was not under arrest, and yet he was refused use of the bathroom. That's a violation of civil rights.
You can wait and address this at trial.
Oh, I would like to address it now. I'm just saying,
Mr. Israel,
if guards in this courtroom would not allow you to use the bathroom, you would, by all definition, be detained.
I'm going to hold you in contempt if you continue to pursue this.
You're asking me to obey an erroneous court decision. You tell me to wait. In my experience, wait.
Okay, find you in contempt.
You know,
you see what an asshole this judge is?
I like that black woman in the back.
To pursue this.
You're asking me to obey.
She's like, damn, is that Denzel? He used to be fine. What happened? See, that Negro fellow was in my hard times. But his wife must just have left him. But he was a fascinating character, man. Fascinating character in the film. Too bad he just went in a better movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It is one of the best performances that you will never see, because you're just not going to bother to see this mediocre film.
It's one of those movies that has all the elements of a great film and just manages to not be one.
It really does, man. And poor Denzel, man, this was like a departure.
Yeah.
From the norm.
From any of the characters he usually plays.
And it's a great character, man. It's a great character. Just sad that it was in a bad movie, man. I'll just say it. I didn't like this movie too much. That's one of the movies where I love the character.
Yeah.
I love the performance. Yeah. I hate the film, man.
I didn't quite hate it, but it just never crossed over into what it could be. It just left you kind of like, okay.
Yeah. I can't say I hated it either. It was fascinating in some parts. It was just frustrating is what it was.
It's going to a fancy restaurant, knowing you're going to pay a lot of money, but the food looks good, and then when you eat it, there's not a lot of seasoning on it.
It's a great way of putting that. That's exactly where it is. So Dan Gilroy said, damn, I guess I better go back to my good luck charms. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Jake.
Yeah.
Renee.
Let me get back to Jake and Renee Russo. Yeah, and you know, and it's funny, he also said, okay, so I get it. Y'all like Jake Gyllenhaal when I'm working with him. Y'all like creepy and crazy. Is that what y'all want? Okay, I'm about to lose my goddamn mind then. Y'all want crazy, though. You asked for this. Got this thing, Velvet Buzzsaw. So crazy that it's about killer paintings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paint that kills, art that destroys human beings. that get within their vicinity. And it's actually kind of a fascinating thing because it's sort of it looks like a dramatic way to treat a ghost story, because that's what it is. I mean, because it sounds like the worst ghost story that you ever heard. You
sure.
know?
Or it sounds like one that you saw back in the 70s on an episode of Night Gallery.
Yeah, yeah, man, yeah. It's like, you know, the ghost, like, it goes like this, like, oh, Old Man D's or whatever his name
D's,
is.
I know.
Old Man D's.
First, like, you want to go with D's?
Yeah. Just somebody going to put nuts in here? Anyone? It's too easy. I ain't doing it.
To their credit, they did avoid it. But you won't be able to.
Come on, man. Y'all shit would have been so vandalized on every painting. You would have had some dude writing nuts at the end of D's nuts. God damn it. Stop doing this shit. But Old Man D's, he's like the Freddy Krueger of paintings, man. You know, he lived an abused life and he died, man. And he died so bitter that his paintings became supernatural killers. Like anybody, his paintings anguish when the paintings after his death, so, to the point that not only did he have to like try to burn them and get rid of them, and it's just like in a horror movie, he died before he could destroy them. So of course somebody comes in, they see the paintings.
Ooh, paintings.
Yes.
I can get rich off these.
Yeah, there's a young woman. She's a up-and-coming art curator. She wants to actually make her name out there. So she takes these paintings and starts representing this dead man. Of course, the soul, vengeful spirit, what demons or whatever are still in these paintings. So anybody who gets close to these paintings, they die. And they're so evil that even the paintings are just kind of like, shit, he ain't going to get us. We're going to start killing people too. You know, like yeah. Sculptures. And other paintings start to become
right. they all want to get into the act.
They're like, damn, I look kind of cool. Tired of these people coming up here. It's almost like the evil paintings came in, looked at all the other, and like, man, you gonna take that shit from these
right.
people out here?
Right. Throw off your yoke.
Yeah.
You don't have to be controlled by these people. We can revolt. We can take over.
Yeah.
Gather your arms.
Yeah.
Who's with me, brothers?
You ain't got to take that shit from these snob-ass art people out here. And so that's what happens. Art starts to kill people that gets people that get near these paintings are anywhere near other pieces of art that are near the killer paintings themselves. Sounds crazy? Yeah. Sounds confusing? Yes. Yes, it is. You're about to even get more confused as we show you this trailer. And by the way, we're reviewing this because everybody was like, man, you see how crazy this trailer is? Y'all got to talk about this. And you know something? I was intrigued by it. So let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for Velvet Buzzsaw, which has a great trailer if you ask me, and we'll be back with our review.
Critique is so limiting and emotionally draining. I'm hoping you find something to explain what's happening.
Which one's better, one or two? Better, worse, no different.
No different.
I'm quite curious to know what you think.
I think sober hasn't been good for him.
Pierce was in the full bloom of alcoholism here.
Exactly.
Never should have quit drinking.
No originality. No courage. My opinion.
I can't save you.
I found something.
Who did these? Mesmeric.
A guy upstairs, he died.
And you just took them.
He had no family or friends.
I can make you rich.
It's brilliant.
Demand has people ready to kill.
Have you ever heard of an artisan ventral D's?
No, not in our records, and we have everyone.
The artist used blood to create the reddish blocks.
You ever notice anything about this painting? You look at it long enough, it moves.
As I research these, I'm starting to think there's a disgust for the world of money.
You spent decades in a psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane.
There is some sort of power. Some spirit. It's connected to his art. Oh. something truly goddamn strange is going on.
That is Nicolas Cage moment.
Yeah. Pure fucking evil.
This is a slaughterhouse.
Are you aware that Deez asked that all his art be destroyed?
Help! Box it off.
I can't save you.
People thought she was part of an exhibit.
We're trending on Instagram. It's a major hit.
Now, oh, I thought you were about to say something. I got to tell you, man, it's a great cast that they pulled together for this.
Yeah.
In the movie, I give it credit, man. The movie is, it delivers on the weirdness that it promises. Things get very, very strange in here. Strange to the point that I don't know what the fuck is happening. I mean, I can kind of put it together, but I don't really care.
It's not that hard to put together, but the whole I don't really care, it starts out showing the art world and these shallow, superficial people who are shallow and superficial people to the point of being two-dimensional, bordering on parody. Matter of fact, I started out, I thought, well, okay, I guess this is a dark comedy because nobody's like this. But every one of these characters, you think it'd be some of them and you'd have some you could identify with or care for. Nah, this is it makes that, to me, that the big horror movie mistake where everybody it kills, you don't give a shit about, so there's just nothing there.
That's it for me, man. Like, I really don't care about these people. First of all, I'm not crazy about the art world anyway, so right. I might be a little biased, but looking at this, this is just, you know, you put into this world these pretentious assholes, man, and It's not only do you not care about them, because that's what I'm saying. It's like you could put this together, but I really don't care. Because by the end of it, it gets deeper with some message, and I can care less by the end, because I don't care about these people. But not only do I not care about them, but I want them to die.
Of course.
I hate these people, man.
They don't die fast enough.
And
there's too many breaks in between the deaths.
But you spend so much time in this with them in their own world.
Uh-huh.
It's like actually going to work with people you hate.
Uh-huh.
They're sitting around. Cause look, this is a movie about killer paintings, man.
Uh-huh.
Let's get into it, man. Yeah. But no, I gotta look at these people make deals. I gotta watch them be shitty to other people.
Uh-huh.
I gotta watch them go to parties and again, you know, put their nose up in the air and talk about nothing.
And backstab each other.
And backstab each other and talk about each other behind each other's back. I hate these people, and I want them to die, and they just, you know, and I got to spend all this time with them before we even get to that. And I'm telling you, half of them don't even get there at all.
Yeah.
And when they do, we're almost at the end of the movie.
Exactly. It's one of these things when I talk about Night Gallery. This, like, when you take this basic premise, which it is, you know, killer paintings. This is something that's a 1 hour episode of Night Gallery, or it's a movie from the 70s. Or late 60s with Vincent Price and Roddy McDowall, and it comes in at just under an hour and a half, probably 80 minutes long.
Yeah.
But this is stretched out to 2 hours. And once you get to the second or third killing, they should start ramping up and happening more often because we got it. And yet they meander, but they don't. It's not like they're going into something deeper or showing us some real subtext where you can learn something. It's just going.
And you know, and I tell you, man, when you actually get to the point where you start to see people die in the trailer, they make it look kind of crazy.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. Martin is right. Something like this, if you start out with something as crazy as killer paintings, haunted paintings from, you know, from an evil artist, you know what I mean? Which really is some Freddy Krueger shit. You either better keep it going and have the momentum be fast so you don't have time to think about it.
Right.
Or keep your shit short, because when you finally see what's going on, when you finally start taking your time and you get time to think about it, not only does it sound stupid, but it looks stupid. In the context of a trailer, it's like, oh shit, that's badass. When you were actually seeing it in the movie, it looks dumb. I ain't gonna lie. They had that one scene where they had the this is when I first realized, like, this don't really work as well as I thought it would. When they had that painting with the monkeys.
Yeah. Well, that's the first one.
And I said it looked dumb as hell.
With the grease monkeys?
The grease monkeys.
I was like,
the painting.
Real, a pun painting.
And when those monkeys started looking at him and like tried to pull him in, I laughed so hard because it just looks dumb.
Right.
Because when the movie, because by the time, because by this point, you hate that dude. You get to see how stupid these paintings are and how they look and some of the art that they're doing. It's like, man, you know, come on. And plus, the characters seem like parodies of themselves anyway, yeah. Not in a good way. So if you don't take the property seriously, you're not going to even take its more outlandish premise seriously at all. In fact, it's going to look just like it sounds, man. Kind of crazy and dumb.
And it seems like parody, and yet it never goes enough to actually establish itself as a comedy.
No. You know something? As far as the characters go, it's not like I hate everybody in here. I'm looking at the one girl that I did like in here.
Who had five or six bosses by the time it was done.
Yeah. Natalia Dyer. She's already on another Netflix property, which is Stranger Things.
Right.
She's really the only character that you kind of like. You even want to root for, but I guess she's not shitty enough to have a storyline.
Right.
She's hardly in there.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly spend any time with her. And you really want to, because she's the one that gets treated the worst in the movie, and you actually want to see her come up and get something on these people,
right?
And there's even moments where they kind of tease that, but they don't follow through on it too well. At times it feels like a dark. Martin is right. It feels like a dark comedy because it's so cartoonish in some parts, but you know that when I don't think it's satirical enough.
No.
To be a dark comedy. That's the problem with it. Like it seems to be doing a satire on the art world and the people involved in it and the people, those type of people that we see in here. But it's really not satirical enough or making any points to be a satire. And when I did laugh at some certain things, I didn't know if I was supposed to be laughing.
Yeah.
I was a little confused. I'm like, I don't know if I'm laughing at this because they meant that. And like I said, the concept of it, I don't think it's like it's playing loose with its rules. The whole thing of like certain pieces of art that are not by this evil artist, certain other pieces of art start to come to life.
Yeah, and kill people.
And kill people, and there's really no explanation for it. Now, some of it looks cool. There's a scene in here, but like the kills, I will tell you, man, the kills are actually good. There was one creepy part in here. They show that robot. They call it a hobo robo.
Hobo man.
Hobo, yeah. And there's a scene in here where Jake Gyllenhaal is getting chased by that thing down a dark hallway. And there's a and that part was actually that part's a little intense. I mean, anything that because they introduce it early in the movie, and it looks creepy even when it's in a normal atmosphere. So this thing chasing Jake Gyllenhaal down a hallway, that was kind of terrifying. And I love the whole thing of I thought that was a clever moment, a very clever moment when you had what's her name?
Toni Collette.
Toni Collette.
Yeah.
When Toni Collette her death scene in there, which they show you right here, but that part I thought was good. Not only was it kind of a bloody kill that was in the movie, but I love that. And this is what more the movie should have done, if you ask me. I love that everybody thought she was a piece of art. Her dead body was lying there for like a day.
Yeah.
And people taking pictures.
And the little kids came, thought it was fake blood, and tracked it all over the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought moments like that were brilliant. And I thought they should have showed that more.
Yeah, had it been more of that, it'd been like, okay, I dig this. But yeah, it's weird because it seems to be an indictment on the art world.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's not like most people generally respect that world anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, okay, you're just telling everybody what they already think to begin with.
And furthermore, exactly, man. And furthermore, there are people who don't even need to be in this. They had John Malkovich. I looked at this whole thing and I said, what the fuck was he even doing here? All we did was talk about his shitty art.
Uh-huh. And his alcoholism.
And his alcoholism, which
and he goes away. So by the time he comes back in, you're like, oh, I forgot you were in
this. He went to go get a drink. And never came back. Yeah, they don't do anything but talk about his business, his art, which has no bearing on the movie at all.
And did you notice that with the first kill, the police came to investigate, and then yet all these people within the same circle are getting bumped off, and the police never come back?
No, they don't. They don't. Maybe it's performance art. You know, they weren't real police. And Jake Gyllenhaal, great actor. I think the character had potential, but there was no reason for this character to be gay other than to play on some gay stereotypes.
Well, he's bi.
Is he bi? Because he says, like,
he spends most of his time with a woman, having sex with her.
Saying that she confuses him, because I got that he was gay and this is the one woman that actually turned him out, because he said, "You confuse me."
No, because they spoke about how they had a past.
Yeah, and again, they spoke about how you're the one, maybe we're getting two different things, because he's like, "You're the one, like, that confuses me. You're the only one that I have a past with that's probably a female, because that ass is so good or something." I don't know.
I think that still makes it bisexual.
You know what? I got the feeling that he considered himself gay. And while he might be bisexual in nature, he thought of himself as gay and fell for that woman. Now, he could be labeled as bisexuality, but I think that's, you know, for him. And plus, he played it up so gay, too. Yeah. To me, I was like, well, if there was more for the character to do, that would be great. But there's, you know, your homosexuality really doesn't play a part here. If the character was gay, it wasn't feeding on so many gay tropes and mannerisms that seem so stereotypical, then I'd be like, I wouldn't even mind that if he's gay and they make a big deal about it. But I just got the feeling that it was just added for the performance. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He could be bisexual, but like I said, I don't even care.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Fuck, I don't even care. Shit. Character sucked. Anyway,
yeah, that and it's going on 2 hours. I was like, oh man, if we weren't going to talk about this today, I would have snapped this off a long time ago.
Man, I got up early to watch this, and I know a lot of people who are like, this is getting really good reviews from people.
Is it?
Yeah, I think on Rotten Tomatoes last time I saw, because that's one of the reasons why I wanted to see it too. I think a couple of days ago, it had like an 80%, 86%, something like that.
What?
I don't know, because this shit was at Sundance and y'all were drunk when you saw it. I don't know. I don't know, because it was at Sundance and it was considered to be, a festival film with big stars.
Yeah, and you got a celebrated director.
I don't know if because everybody was looking for, you know, something that wasn't Roman J. Israel, looking for the next Nightcrawler, and this is just that weird for you. I don't know what it is, man. And you know, God bless you, man. If you like this movie, that's fine. But I watched this this morning. And believe me, when I got up, I was fine. I was perfectly fine. I drank a little bit last night. I drank a lot last night, I ain't gonna lie. But I woke up feeling fine. I woke up excited to watch this. And as soon as I started watching this, that hangover started creeping in on me, man. And I think it's because of this movie. It was a struggle for me to get through this.
Yeah, well, I didn't drink last night. I had no hangover. I had a good amount of sleep, wasn't tired. And it was a struggle for me to get through it, too.
Okay, good. So it wasn't just
that. No, it wasn't just you.
It wasn't just the alcohol.
No, because I was like, man, there's so many different things this seems like it wants to do or could be doing, and it's not doing any of them.
And and it feels like, again, it feels like kind of like what we said with Bird Box. It's like, man, you know, this is it's better looking than a TV movie than what we used to, but it doesn't, as much as this director's name is behind it, and you know, they got this high concept going on, It still feels like it's not the quality of a feature film that would hit the theaters.
It hit me early on. I was like, yeah, I see why this is on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, man. I don't know. It could have been alcohol or whatever, but this movie to me came across as pretentious and confusing as these fucking characters in the movie. I did not like this. I didn't like this at all. You know, like I said, there were moments in here that I thought showed potential, and I wish this movie had been more of that for myself. I tried. Oh, they had other people that like David Diggs, man. That's one of the things that made. I was like, I didn't even get his character.
Yeah, he was another one where it seemed like he was an important piece, and yet he kind of pops in and disappears.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Comes back later.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about being confusing. Like, I don't understand what certain people had to do with this film except making it longer. This should have been an hour and a half.
It should have. This is, I really think 80 minutes.
Man, this is... Y'all can buy into this bullshit if you want to. Like, this, y'all, because y'all look at the directing, they put some dramatic elements in here. It's a movie about killer paintings.
Yeah.
All right, you know, this is some shit.
And not much else, really.
This, I wish Wes Craven was alive. He would have taken this shit and made exactly what it should have been. A fucking horror movie.
Jason Blum would know.
Jason Blum would know what to do with this. With $5. You know what I mean? I admire you trying to make this a higher concept, but this is a horror movie with some killer paintings. This is some 80s, B-movie schlock right here, and I wish it would have been treated like that, because I think you would have had a much more fun film.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, stop pretending this is something that it's not.
Yeah.
This, yeah, it is. It's some horror movie schlock. Just go with that. Get over yourself and just play it out.
Yeah. It's, Stephen King would have made this exactly what it is. Paintings just killing people. What's crazy? This shit is like a... It's like a what was that movie with the and it was stupid too.
The
it's
hand.
Not a good movie. No, not The Hand, but it was a The Mangler.
Yes, The Mangler.
The Mangler.
Yeah.
It's just a giant machine came to life and just started eating people.
Right.
Straightforward. Paintings come to life and start eating people or killing people. We don't need none of this art world bullshit with this. In fact, I would have loved it more had they made it more of a satire of this eating and killing really shitty people in the art world and making a statement about how phony the art world is. Instead, you made a phony ass horror movie.
Yeah,
this is bullshit to me, man. I did not like this.
Wow, you went with the bullshit, huh?
When there's bullshit around, I'll go with the bullshit.
Well, I'm right there with you, boy.
it's almost like y'all made a painting out of some bullshit. You just took a piece of shit and just smeared that all on the canvas. If you like it, that's great. But this was a struggle.
Maybe you can make a movie about Netflix shows that are killing people.
Shit, this one was killing me. Goddamn killer monkeys.
Great cast, too.
Great cast, man.
It's just a lot of waste going on in this movie.
It really is, man. It really is. Netflix, one thing y'all need to learn, trim. Trim. A lot of things could be trimmed, man. You want to see something that's really good, that is a high concept horror film? Watch You.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about.
Yeah.
Now, that's a series. It went on 10 episodes, and every one of them I was captivated by. You know, that is a horror movie that tried to put in dramatic elements and raise itself above the genre.
Mm-hmm.
That did a great job at it. I'm not opposed to that. Not here.
Yeah, that's a movie where you have annoying characters, but it's all for a point.
Yeah. It's just like the art world. This movie's up its own ass.
Right. That was the point.
Yeah.
You just didn't get
it. That's me. What an uncultured, dumb motherfucker I am. Fine. If I got to be that guy, I just want to see him kill people. If I got to be that dude, that's who I am. When's somebody going to die? That's me.
When can I get a movie about killer paintings where the paintings are actually killing people?
I'm quite curious to know what you think.
I think sober hasn't been good for him.
Pierce was in the full bloom of alcoholism here.
Exactly.
Never should have quit drinking.
No originality. No courage. My opinion.
I can't save you.
I found something.
Who did these? Mesmeric.
A guy upstairs, he died.
And you just took them?
He had no family or friends.
I can make you right.